One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, Brewskies. This is Jody calling back from Oregon with the second part of my story. I didn't want it to cut me off. So anyway, I was just brushing you up on my childhood and all my experiences. Going into my adulthood, the earliest thing I can remember was I was working at a bar in my early 20s. And I would close at night, and it was the weirdest thing. I would be standing up at the main bar, getting everything cleaned up, and I kept seeing a man move from in my peripheral, you know, on my left side of my visual peripheral vision. And we were closed; we weren't supposed to have anybody in there. But it was over by the pool tables, and I would turn around and no one would be there, you know, and then I could see him. He had a flannel on, he was tall, he had on dark jeans. And finally, I just said something to my bar manager one night. It just came out of my mouth. I go, I swear, right about this time, I see this man dressed up in this plaid shirt, about blah, blah, tall. And I go, he moves from there to there. And he like moves like toward the wall. And my bar manager's face just went white. He goes, you know, what color hair? Was he white? Was he, you know, asking me all these questions? I was like, yeah, that's what he looked like. And I go, but he keeps moving towards the wall. And I didn't know this. But when I was, I think he said it must have happened about my early teens. The bar used to be owned by a husband and a wife that were getting divorced, and something about a new boyfriend to the wife, and he got jealous and he walked in there and he shot and killed her and then killed himself. And they had remodeled the bar, and where I keep seeing that person walking was where the front door used to be. And I guess that was the path that he took. And my bar manager apparently was working the night that had happened. So he was completely freaked out and I was freaked out. I didn't know that. So things like that, I can still see the stuff like that. Things accelerated. I moved to San Francisco at one point. And I would tell them little things like, hey, you know, I don't feel safe, or this area is giving me anxiety. Can we please go over here? He started saying, oh, you're crazy, thinking I was nuts. But then a few major things happened. Like, we were out one night at the bars, and there was this tiny bar, and it was completely packed full of people. And we were just bar hopping and I had to go to the bathroom. And he goes, just use the bathroom here. And like, no, I just had this really, really uneasy feeling. Like I physically couldn't bring myself to walk into the back of that bar. I don't know what it was, but it was, I just couldn't do it. And he's like, you're being ridiculous. I go, can we just finish our drinks and move to the next bar? And so we waited about 15 minutes. Everyone was finishing their drinks. And then we were literally like just right next to the front door. And all of a sudden we heard this screaming and these girls came running outside and they've got blood going down their face. And apparently in the girls' line to the bathroom, there was some kind of a fight and this girl like took a broken bottle and sliced their faces open. So my ex is like, that's a coincidence. I'm like, whatever. And then on Halloween 2006, I always wanted to go to the Castro to do their Halloween party because I, you know, it's a big to do down there and I guess it's pretty elaborate. And so I was excited. And so we went down there, we're dressed up. And this year they had put up gates and they were going through people's bags. Apparently that was a new thing they were doing. So I actually had an alcoholic beverage in my hand in a to-go cup. And so I go, well, I'll just finish this because they're clearly not going to let me in with it. So we were standing on the corner across the way from the gate. And before I knew it, we were just people watching. And I realized after about 10 minutes, my back was up against the building. I had slowly been stepping back and I didn't realize it. And because I was trying to read, you know, just people watching and reading the crowd, you know, looking at all the crazy costumes, but I realized I was full of anxiety. And I was like, oh, I have a bad feeling. And I looked at my ex and I go, honey, we have to go. He's like, oh, we just got here. You're being ridiculous. I'm like, no, I think we need to go. He's like, no, you're doing that thing again. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to shake it off. Well, maybe if we just go get in line or maybe if we just, you know, I don't know. I was trying to shake myself out of it. I couldn't, and it was getting worse. And I finally got mad at him. I go, we need to leave. And he got mad and he's like, you're wrecking my fun. And then we started walking towards the car and there was this guy playing drums on a bunch of 5-gallon buckets. And he goes, just let me watch him. I was like, okay, fine. 1 minute. I didn't even make 15 seconds. I literally, my fight or flight kicked in. And I grabbed him by his arm and I yanked him up the street. I go, we need to leave now. And as soon as we almost got to the car, I mean, he's mad at me, stomping and whatever. And all of a sudden our phones started blowing up and all of our friends were like, oh my gosh, are you guys okay? Are you okay? We're like, yeah, we're fine. Right where we were standing, this guy opened fire and shot, I think it was like 6 people right where we were standing. And he looked at me and he's like, oh my God, I will never doubt you again. You know, he couldn't believe it. And then after that, he like kept trying to bring me to psychics and stuff. It was funny. I did see a residual of a guard at Alcatraz up on the upper level where you're not supposed to be. That's how I knew that that's what it was. So that was pretty neat. And then I've seen residuals in at the cemetery. My great grandparents are buried. It's the same old guy. He walks the same way, wears the same outfit. It took me about 3 times to figure out that he was a residual. But then things got kind of weird. 2009, actually, my dad passed. So that was really traumatic for me. He died of cancer. I knew it was going to happen. So I was, you know, trying to prepare myself as much as I could. But after that, I started experiencing the quote unquote succubus. I don't really know how to put it into words. It actually happened the weekend before he passed. The first time it happened, my boyfriend was over and he got up to use the bathroom and he woke me up. So I was laying on my right side, you know, towards the wall, and he went to the bathroom. I remember the light going on and everything. And I opened my eyes and out of nowhere, this clown came out of the wall, which is weird because I don't think about clowns. I'm not afraid of them. I don't they don't cross my mind. And the clown went to the foot of the bed and I rolled over because I was like, what in the world? I'm sober. How is this happening? The clown starts to get on my bed and my boyfriend came back to bed and it went away. I thought, well, oh my God, that was so weird. So after my dad passed, it continued to happen at least a couple times a week in my bedroom for about a month and a half, 2 months, to where I started sleeping on the couch. I was petrified. But at this time, it had now morphed into being a dark shadow. It was no longer a clown. And it would get on me. I know with sleep paralysis, you can't move your body, but I can move my body every single time. I could roll over. I could move my eyes. I could feel it on top of me. I could feel its hands on my arm. It's sitting on my pelvis, crawling up my body. Like I felt it. Finally I just had been sick of it. And I yelled one night, I got mad and I yelled at it to get out of my house. And I never saw it again after that. So to this day, I'm kind of on the fence about those things. I don't really know what they are. I mean, scientifically, it makes sense, the sleep paralysis, but I also can't explain like what I experienced. So I've never had that before. I hope I never do again because that was really unpleasant. And then 2017, I actually got into a really bad car accident. I lost all of that. I couldn't dream. I couldn't connect with anything anymore. My anxiety was just off the charts. And then I started waking up periodically with three, looks like fingerprints, in three separate parts of my body. Like one would be on my bicep, one would be on my stomach, and then the other set would be on my thigh. And it would just randomly happen. So at that time, I felt like I was just running on just, I don't know what, pure adrenaline, because I had some pretty significant injuries and I was trying to heal. So I don't know if that was causing it or maybe it had nothing to do with it. I don't know, but I have no idea why I was waking up with bruises like that. It was random. Like every 3 to 6 months, I would wake up with it. At that point, really, this car accident completely unraveled my life. Like everything I worked for, it was gone. I couldn't do what I normally did. It was pretty bad. 2019, a couple years later, I was living in this house that had hardwood floors. And I came home. I was the only one there. And my bedroom to get to my stairs was in the middle of the hallway. And it was just kind of like this area where all of the bedroom doors and the bathroom door and everything just kind of met. And I came home and I went up the stairs and the dog followed me upstairs. And I went over to my bed and I was going to change clothes and the dog gets up there. And all of a sudden I hear someone's footsteps in the hallway. Shouldn't be anyone there. I locked the door behind me when I came in the house. I don't know what that was. And I stopped and I listened and I heard the feet shuffling more throughout the hallway and I grabbed the dog's collar and I went, oh crap. And I thought, did someone leave a back door open, a window, something? The dog started growling. I called 911 because I didn't know what to do. I'm upstairs in my bedroom and the 911 operator said, you know, someone's there and I could hear the canines in the backyard. I mean, they're doing a perimeter search. And at that time, just before I heard the dogs, my dog breaks loose, runs downstairs and is going after I don't know what. The police finally said, hey, open the door. They searched the whole house. They didn't find anyone. They said, oh, maybe you imagined it. I know I didn't imagine it. I clearly heard footsteps. I know what I heard. The dog heard it. The dog chased it. So I can't explain it, but it scared the tar out of me. Around that time, I also started meditating and doing mindfulness and what's called grounding, putting your bare feet on the ground, just trying to feel the energy. I was trying to jumpstart my pathway. I don't really know what to call it. I'm sorry, I'm really uneducated about this stuff. But I was trying to get back to it because my anxiety was so out of control and I felt so unsafe. So I didn't know if I was waking something up or what. I started saging at that time after I got the last marks on my body, which was about a couple years ago. And I haven't had that happen since. I'm wondering if I shook it. I hope I did because it was really scary. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I just don't know what to do with all of this. I have no outlet. I do want to thank you for having this community that's able to come together and talk about these things, because, you know, I can't talk about it with most people. They look at me like I'm crazy, or I'm growing an antler out of the middle of my forehead. I don't know. But it's nice to be able to get that off your chest. I would like some help. I don't know if there's like specific websites or anything like that that you would recommend, or certain groups of people, or I mean, I really would like to explore this part of myself just so I can get a better understanding, and also to feel like I can feel more protected. Because I feel like if I don't pay attention to it, bad things will happen, or they'll creep in. And I won't notice it. And I don't want that to happen. Anyway, thanks you guys so much. I really appreciate your show. And yeah, thanks for all you do. Thanks. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.